Joining me is the administrator of the Balranald Shire Council, Mike Colreavy. Mike, a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser.
So we're speaking with you to find out what is going on in the Balranald Shire Council, and we're going to start with your most recent council meeting yesterday.
Yes, Fraser. Council met yesterday and made a number of decisions, and I'd like to cover off on one or two of those this morning. Council made a decision in relation to the drought communities grant funding that it's received. We're in receipt of $100,000 to be used towards community events, and a further $150,000 from the Commonwealth towards the upgrade of community facilities. So yesterday we resolved to establish a procedure for how Council will deal with applications from the community for that funding. So the objectives of the funding is, or the objectives of the procedure is to provide guidelines for the distribution of the Australian Government's Drought Community Program funds. And the procedures establish that priority will be given to community events and upgrading community facilities in the outlying areas of the Shire that are most severely drought affected. And these funds are available for projects and events that have to be completed by the 30th of November. So the two different categories there, the first is funding for community events, and Council will invite proposals from community groups for funding support for local events such as sport days or health workshops, community events that bring people together, or workshops that build capacity and programs and activities that promote well-being. And the second category is funding for upgrading community facilities. Council will invite community groups to apply for funding for upgrading community facilities in outlying areas of the Shire, those areas that are most severely affected by the drought. And funding will be considered for repairs, maintenance, upgrades, construction and fit out of community spaces. So Council will advertise the community grants, the availability of the grants in local media and on Council's Facebook page and its website. And applications will be considered where the funding will be allocated in a formal Council meeting, and that's to ensure transparency. And applications will be received via a dedicated email account.
Well, that's some great news, Mike. And we'll be speaking with Michael Kitzelman next week, but we'll be back with you in a fortnight.
I'll talk to you then. Thank you, Fraser.
Administrator of the Balranald Shire Council there, Mike Colreavy.